Thank you very much. I am Vernon Joins, and let's take a look at Christianity in Action. And our subject would be opportunities. Not since the first century have God's people been faced with such wonderful opportunities for preaching the message of Jesus to all nations. Men and women are better educated, more world conscious, and more aware than ever before. So-called underdeveloped nations and even developed countries are clearly convinced that Christianity, divided as it has been for centuries, has failed to provide moral anchor. A tremendous spiritual vacuum exists, and many people are groping frantically to fill the gap. And this vacuum has no reason to exist. The Word of God that supplies man with every good work provides direction and purpose. The heathen divided Christendom, and all men are crying, consciously or unconsciously, for solace of the soul. The disciples of Jesus, His church, can and must step into the breach and fulfill the divinely appointed obligation given to us by our Lord. There are great continents of this world where outside of America, Jesus is little known. The oceans are punctuated with islands, large and small, inhabited by God's creation. The commission of Jesus embraces all. Not a single soul is to be overlooked. However, let's be honest with ourselves. When we consider the church's activity in recent years, we realize that most of it has been confined to the well-known, easily acceptable places in the world. These places are accessible to us by various means, and this is with few exceptions. It would seem that turmoil in some areas of our globe may frighten and discourage us in making of our plans. The wars in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa will not frighten those who have already served in those trouble spots, for they, of all people, know that the root cause of the problem is sin, and the only remedy for sin is Jesus. Even if forced out temporarily, these brethren will return. But my concern is for those who may be planning to go and those who may be planning to sin. They must not allow their faith to falter. We must go to every creature, to the well-known places, and to those not-so-well-known places. We need to get a map of the world, pick a spot, and do something. But we need to do it now. Thank you for listening.